Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the InventionIt podcast, where we will delve into the area of intellectual property and invention. I'm your host, John Smith, and today we have a very special guest visiting us to talk about utility and design patents in the United States and Canada. Without further ado, let me present today's guest, Mark Johnson. Mark is an experienced patent attorney with extensive knowledge of intellectual property law, notably utility and design patents. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you for hosting me, John. It is a delight to be here.
Let's start with the basics. Could you clarify to our listeners the differences between utility and design patents?
Of course. Utility patents are given for novel and beneficial inventions, processes, devices, or material compositions. They grant the inventor exclusive rights to prevent anyone from creating, using, selling, or importing the claimed invention for a certain time, typically 20 years after the filing date. In contrast, design patents protect the ornamental design or appearance of a functioning item. Design patents, unlike utility patents, have a shorter duration of protection, typically 15 years from the date of issuance, and are primarily concerned with the visual features of an invention rather than its functioning.
That's an excellent overview. Now, let's dig deeper into utility patents. What are some important prerequisites for acquiring a utility patent in the United States and Canada?
To acquire a utility patent, the invention must meet specific requirements, such as novelty, non-obviousness, and utility. Novelty requires that the innovation be new and not previously disclosed or available to the public. The term non-obviousness relates to the level of creativity in the invention, which means it cannot be an obvious advance over existing technology. Utility necessitates that the invention have a practical application and provide some sort of advantage. In both the United States and Canada, inventors must offer a full explanation of their invention, including how it works and how it can be manufactured or used. Furthermore, patent applications must be filed with the appropriate patent offices and reviewed to guarantee conformity with patent rules and regulations.
That's quite insightful. Now let's turn our attention to design patents. What are some important factors to consider while acquiring a design patent in the United States and Canada?
Like utility patents, design patents need uniqueness and non-obviousness. However, design patents emphasize the decorative or artistic qualities of an innovation rather than its utilitarian aspects. This encompasses the product's shape, configuration, surface decoration, and overall appearance. In all countries, the design must be unique and not obvious to someone trained in the art. Furthermore, the design must be shown in the patent application with drawings or photographs that clearly demonstrate the visual characteristics of the invention.
Fascinating. Now, let's discuss the advantages of acquiring utility and design patents. What benefits do they bring to innovators and businesses?
Utility and design patents grant inventors exclusive rights to their inventions, preventing others from manufacturing, using, selling, or importing the protected technology without permission. This can be extremely useful for innovators looking to commercialize their ideas or defend their market share from competitors. Furthermore, patents can dissuade possible infringers and act as the foundation for licensing agreements or partnerships with other companies. Patents can sometimes improve a company's worth or attract investors wanting to capitalize on breakthrough technologies.
Utility and design patents clearly play an important role in intellectual property protection and innovation. However, the process of obtaining and enforcing patents can be complicated. What advice do you have for innovators and firms looking to navigate the patent landscape?
My advice is to consult with an experienced patent attorney or agent who can help you navigate the patent procedure and ensure that your rights are fully protected. Patent law is extremely technical, and having experienced advice can make all the difference in obtaining a strong patent and defending it against any challenges. Inventors should also undertake rigorous prior art searches to determine the novelty and non-obviousness of their innovations before filing a patent application. This can help uncover any existing patents or publications that may have an impact on the patentability of the innovation and inform future strategic decisions.
Wise words indeed. Before we conclude, do you have any closing remarks or key takeaways for our listeners?
I'd just like to underline the value of intellectual property protection in today's competitive industry. Whether you're a small startup or a large enterprise, patents can help you protect your discoveries and gain a competitive advantage. So don't be afraid to invest in intellectual property protection and seek competent advice to maximize the value of your creations.
Mark, thank you for sharing your experience with us today. It has been a joy to have you on the show.
Thank you for hosting me, John. It has been a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to another episode of the InventionIt podcast. Subscribe to learn more about intellectual property and innovation. Until next time, be interested and keep inventing.